The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
Good evening, dear friends. Come in, sit down and relax as I tell you tonight's story. It's about an old couple who lived together in a house at the edge of town. They had been married for so long, they knew everything about each other. They knew each other so well, they even finished each other's sentences. They call this one a grave mistake.
One day, an old woman fell ill and her husband spent every day by her bedside, trying to nurse her back to health. Unfortunately, the old woman passed away and her husband was devastated by the loss. She was his one true love. Soon afterwards, the doctor arrived and pronounced her dead. Because it was the middle of summer, they had a small funeral service and buried her the next day. The old man was so grief-stricken that, as his wife's coffin was being lowered into the grave, he tried to jump in after her. The people at the funeral had to hold him back until the grave was filled in. Lonely and miserable, the old man returned to his empty home. That night, he was awakened by a strange scratching sound. It grew louder and louder, but he couldn't figure out where it was coming from. When he turned over in bed, he met a terrifying sight. He saw a figure of a woman standing outside his bedroom window. With horror, he realized it was his wife. Her eyes were sunken and hollow. Her mouth was open wide in a silent scream, and her fingers were clawing at the window pane. When he ran over to the window to open it, the figure vanished in the thin air. He phoned the doctor immediately and begged to have his wife's body exhumed from the grave. The doctor refused to allow the coffin to be dug up, telling the old man that he was just suffering from stress after his wife's death. But the old man continued to see the same ghostly apparition outside his window every night. Finally, the old man couldn't stand it anymore. He got out of bed, got dressed, grabbed a shovel, and headed to the graveyard. He came to his wife's grave, and he began to dig and dig and dig. When he eventually unearthed his wife's coffin and pried open the lid, he recoiled in horror.
No.
His wife's mouth was wide open, frozen in a silent scream. There were scratch marks all over the inside of the coffin lid, and then her fingers were worn down to the bone.
Well, wasn't that a scream, eh, boys and girls? Burying someone alive is surely a grave mistake. And I bet the husband will be haunted by his wife's horrified face for the rest of his life. That's all the time we have for today. Tune in next week for some more Skella fun. And remember, stay spooky.